Up until 2016, Alaska had the highest credit rating Moody's Investment Service had to offer. Then, after the global price of oil crashed, it took Alaska's budget down with it. And since then, the state's credit rating has taken a nosedive too. But recently, Moody's has changed their outlook. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on what's changed.
A few months ago, Alaska's professional number crunchers went out on a mission. Department of Revenue Commissioner Sheldon Fisher says it was an educational one.
We met with all of the credit rating agencies and tried to help them kind of understand what's happening in Alaska, the assets that are available.
And a few weeks later, Moody's updated Alaska's credit rating. In late November, Moody's changed its outlook on Alaska from negative to stable. And what does that mean for Alaska?
It means that we actually spend less. If they were to have downgraded us, it would have cost us more to have borrowed money in the future. So that's a positive.
But what happened? Why did Moody's analysts change their opinions? Oil prices are still pretty low. The state is still spending more money than it makes, and it hasn't gotten an income or sales tax or any other way to bring a bunch of new money in. Dan Seymour is a bond analyst for Moody's, and he's the lead analyst for Alaska. And one of the first things he says is the state's credit rating is still really, really good.
A AA3 rating is an extremely high rating.
In fact, it's the fourth highest rating on their scale.
Which indicates virtually zero risk of default on the bonds by the entity that has borrowed the money. Which is to say that Alaska is rated higher than the vast majority of borrowers.
But most states are. And when you compare Alaska to other states, it has one of the worst credit ratings. Seymour says when energy prices crashed, it hurt a lot of other states like West Virginia and Oklahoma and New Mexico. And each of these states relies pretty heavily on energy-related fees or taxes to fund their budgets.
I don't think any other state compares to Alaska in its lack of economic diversity or its budgetary reliance on revenue from a single industry.
It's not all bad news. Seymour says, yes, Alaska has been spending billions more than the state brings in. But when you factor in the earnings from the permanent fund, that's the money that the fund makes from investments, the budget hole, that gap between what the state spends and what it makes, it disappears. Because while Alaska's struggled to balance its budget, the permanent fund has been going gangbusters.
5 years ago or so, it was more like $40 billion. So because of the continued deposits into the fund and the strong performance of the fund, it's gotten big enough that there's now a clear path to that fund generating enough income for the state to live on.
To be clear, Seymour says it isn't that Moody's just realized that Alaska has this earnings reserve account and then changed its outlook. There have been other signs of progress. In the last couple of years, the state has cut its budget a lot, and oil prices have gone up a bit. Now, spending money from the permanent fund earnings reserve isn't exactly easy. In fact, the legislature has never used money from that account to cover government operations. But there's nothing in state law that says the legislature can't use it. And there's some evidence that it could happen. Last year, both the House and Senate passed bills that would have tapped into those reserves. And that's one of the things Fisher says helped build the state's case to the credit rating agencies.
Is that what you told Moody's, basically, in a nutshell?
Well, we shared with them the assets we had and gave them a sense of the legislative history. I think that's a fair characterization. Yeah.
Seymour says there's another issue putting pressure on legislators to use the earnings reserve account. The state has been relying on savings for 3 years to balance its budget, and it's running out of other savings accounts to tap into. The $13.8 billion earnings reserve is the next logical place to go.
If the legislature wants to keep spending money, it's going to have to find it somewhere, and the earnings reserve account of the permanent fund is the most likely source for that.
Spending money from that earnings reserve account is still tapping into savings to balance the budget. And both Seymour and Fisher say there's always the chance that something could go wrong, like the stock market could crash and the permanent fund accounts could lose a lot of money in a short period of time. But Seymour says Moody's doesn't think the permanent fund's investments are always going to make money. But in the long term, it looks like they will average out to plug the hole in the state's budget. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.